Excellent. Good to be with you today. I know it's Wednesday afternoon. I just ask you for a little bit more of your brain to open up. We really only have one question to propose, and that is, can you in fact use maximum yield response to nitrogen to predict correct N recommendation systems, or to validate N recommendations? That's all I ask, right? So I do need to clearly acknowledge Ken Janovic as the co-author on this paper and clearly the brains behind our operation. The mandatory second slide for every Canadian presentation is a map, just as sort of our Canadian approach. So this is Southern Ontario. This is Southern Ontario, a nice little strip of land, essentially bordered by Great Lakes on all sides, except to the north, which is bedrock and white pine. So we just need to clarify a little bit when we talk about yield response curves, just make sure we have all the terms together. And so this is a classic response. You have an intercept, which essentially is the yield at zero nitrogen. You have a MERN calculated using a quadratic approach, and in this situation it's 147. Here is the beast that we're going to talk about mostly today, which is essentially the delta yield, or the maximum yield response that you get from a curve, and at what rate that maximum yield response occurs, which would be N max. So the one clarification is I use MERN for optimum economic rate of nitrogen. If I have to say OERN, we won't make this in 15 minutes. So I have to say MERN, but if you could work along with me, that is just our optimum N rate. So the history of delta yield, and if you've already picked up, I've moved sort of from maximum response to just delta yield. The history of delta yield was initially proposed by Dr. Kaczynowski, who worked at the University of Guelph at the time, and wrote about it in 1996, and he in fact proposed this relationship between delta yield and maximum economic rate of N, and even proposed precision ag scenarios where you could put it to work. Laurie and Scarf also talked about the relationship between delta yield, and of course suggested that that's certainly a better thing to look at than raw yield or absolute yield. And then, of course, it would be dismissive to think that there aren't many of us in the room who have had two rate trials over the years, because logistically you couldn't fit in any more than two rates. And hopefully at the end of this presentation we can have a bit of better vision as to how those two rates could work for us. So at Guelph, we've had about 18 years of delta yield deliberation. I'm not bragging or complaining when I say 18 years, but we have been ruminating on delta yield for quite a while. And today we'll present our results from about 600 corn yield response end sites that have been conducted over the province since 1970 to 2013. They are all multi-rate replicated trials with at least five rates. We've essentially fitted them all with quadratic plateau response curves and calculated an optimum N rate for each of those curves. The only clarification maybe that we'd add before we move on any further is agronomic efficiency. Our definition of agronomic efficiency is in fact delta yield over N max. So the total response in terms of corn yield divided by how much nitrogen it took to get that response. And if we go back to my example curve, all the numbers are what you've seen before, so we're just taking delta yield, dividing it by N max to getting this agronomic efficiency of kilograms of corn produced per kilogram of nitrogen. And one other clarification, when I say N max in these situations, I'm talking about the calculated N max, not the maximum rate that might have been applied in the trial, right? Okay. So that's good, agronomic efficiency. The question I would ask you then is to consider if you have a range of response curves, some that have quite a large delta yield and a high MERN, and some that have a relatively low delta yield and of course smaller MERNs, would agronomic efficiency change in terms of kilograms of corn produced per kilogram of N? Does agronomic efficiency change across those? That was a question that we were interested in. So if I look at those two curves and summarize the components of those curves, so we have the intercept values, which we essentially picked two curves where they were close. You have your linear coefficient, your quadratic coefficient, your N max calculated. And there's your delta yields, a low delta yield and a high delta yield. And if we calculate agronomic efficiency, we find that, in fact, it does change as you move across curve to curve to curve. So that we then develop this relationship between agronomic efficiency and delta yield for the whole data set. So again, agronomic efficiency, essentially kilograms of corn for kilogram of N against delta yield, and we have this relationship. The question, I guess, is why? Why do you develop a relationship between agronomic efficiency and delta yield? And the answer is pretty simple. For a given delta yield, and remember, that may be the only information you have, right? You'd have price of corn and price of nitrogen, but if you only had two rates, delta yield may be the only thing you have to think about. And so for a given delta yield, which might be all you know, can you then interpolate an agronomic efficiency? So if I go back to the graph, in fact, that's what we do. We go, if I have a delta yield of 3,500 kilograms of N response maximum, or yield response, I go up to the curve, I read across, I interpolate an agronomic efficiency for that relationship. So, if we carry on with that slide, with an agronomic efficiency and a delta yield, you can solve for MERN. Won't get bogged down too much in this, but the quadratic equation, the first derivative, the calculation for MERN, and then a bit of substitution so that MERN, in fact, equals price ratio and is based on agronomic efficiency and NMAX. So we develop essentially a tool to predict MERN using the delta yield and a derived agronomic efficiency. Essentially, that allows us now to develop the further relationship between delta yield and a predicted MERN. And that's what that graph looks like. So now we have, in fact, this black line that is the predicted relationship. That line is drawn essentially from the delta yield calculation and our predicted MERN. The dots on the graph are the actual quadratic plateau MERNs and the delta yield that they were associated with. And the R squared on that was 0.63. The other thing you could do that we sometimes do when we're looking at nitrogen predictions is assess those relationships based on what might be the economic loss associated with your prediction versus the actual MERN. So that's what I've tried to do here. So we have the same predicted MERN based on delta yield, and the dots again, as I said before, are the actual quadratic plateau MERNs associated with the actual delta yields. But now what we've done is we've colored all of the dots green, where if in fact you applied the predicted MERN instead of the actual MERN, how much would you lose per hectare? Or, in our world, $10 an acre is our goal. So all of the green dots essentially means that the predicted MERNs and the actual quadratic plateau MERNs are close enough that if you applied the other one, you'd only lose $10 an acre. And, of course, the yellow dots are over $25 a hectare. So, we get to the point now where we think we can do a pretty decent job of predicting MERN from a delta yield. And graphically, that essentially looks like that. Give us your delta yield. We go to the line, and we predict a MERN for that relationship. And so where do we go now? Well, I guess we could talk about three possible things. At this point in time, Ken would look at me and say, okay, Stuart, we've given you this tool now. Make yourself useful, right? And so there's three possibilities here in terms of using this relationship that we've developed, being able to predict fairly reasonably a MERN, an optimum N rate from a delta yield. Well, the first thing we could do would be to test that relationship a little bit against other experiments or using other experiments that weren't in the original data set. The second thing, we could talk about a simple tool to help farmers evaluate field-scale trials where they could input a couple of nitrogen rate responses, and we'd give them an approach to calculating the MERN. It would be after the fact. And then, of course, we could maybe put this relationship to work in a precision ag setting. So, that's we'll go to idea number one. Let's evaluate in some recent trials that we've done in Ontario, or contrast, essentially, the multi-rate estimations, the quadratic plateau MERN, up against what the delta yield estimation of MERN would be on those very same trials. And that is the relationship. So we essentially put 16 trials to the test that we've ran over the last 3 years in southwestern Ontario, and it's essentially the delta yield MERN derived and the actual multi-rate quadratic plateau MERN. And that is the relationship. At this point in the discussion, you either ooh or an ah, or you think Canadians are, or you think Canadians are liars. Either one, we'll move on. So the other thing is this simple tool to help growers evaluate what their right rate might have been. And if you go to my website and click on End Rate Evaluator, we give you a very sophisticated spreadsheet where you, in fact, simply enter your low-end rate, your high-end rate, what the yields that you got off of those. You tell us what your expected corn price is and your cost of nitrogen, because you need price ratio to make this work. And you tell us whether it was a planting time or a side dress application. And we give you an estimate of what your optimum end rate should have been on that field. Now, granted, this is after harvest is over. This is a farmer trying to evaluate, what might have been the right rate on that field if he can give you those pieces of information. And, of course, we ask them to punch in that information because we put some constraints on that. So if they say their low end rate is 59 kilograms per hectare, we say, sorry, can't do that, right? We put some restrictions on it. And so that's kind of where we are at with a simple tool that farmers could use. Probably more exciting is the use of this relationship in precision ag applications. So there's our precision ag machine at work. I'm just going to give you quickly here an example of our 2013 Green Seeker study. In the Green Seeker study, of course, this graph essentially is corn yield. I've thrown the topography of the field in along the bottom, but essentially it's corn yield of the high-end yield strip. And for those in the Green Seeker world, that could easily be your nitrogen-rich strip. Right beside that, you put a low-end yield, or essentially starter only, or something generally acceptable below 30 kilograms of hectare. So now you can envision, with those two strips running down the length of this 4,000 feet foot field, you have a very great chance, a chance for doing a lot of interpretations of what the MERNs are all the way down the length of the field using just the delta yield calculation to estimate your MERN. And on this particular field, there are a couple of things that are sort of intriguing. We have this low area where the yields were about 200 bushels to the acre, but you can see that the low-end yield and this low spot was quite high. You go to the top of the knoll, and you see that the high-end yields drop off a bit, but the low-end yields drop off very significantly. And then out at the end here, you've got high-end yields, again, about that 200 bushels, but you see the low-end yields climbing up in this more productive part of the field. We essentially crunch delta yield calculations for MERN all the way down the length of the field, and in those particular strips, we can say 144 was the optimum end rate there, 180 was the optimum end rate on this elevated spot, and 141 was the optimum end rate out in this flat part. We think it's a great way to go in terms of trying to estimate the right end rates down a landscape. In fact, we could argue that trying to get four or five rates clustered on those landscape positions is very difficult. There's a lot of error associated with that as well. Of course, in this particular scenario, you have to convince the farmer to put a zero end strip all the way down the field. And you know the challenges on that one. So where we clearly need to move to is sort of an automated prescription where you drop the delta yield blocks as you go. So if it's sort of a zone mapping exercise where the nitrogen rates have been pre-calculated, you could in fact get your applicator rig to preload delta yield spots like we've done in the 2014 field right there. So there are green seeker rates being applied, but in all of those blocks, we essentially drop this delta yield of 15 and 95, and that'll give us a chance to estimate MERN at those spots. Oh, we flew over this field, and just for fun, you can see all of the low-end yield spots. Farmers have, in our experience, farmers appreciate that those dots much more than a strip down the length of the field that is low yielding. And now we did this systematically, just trying to make sure that we could get the system to work. But of course, in many of our operations, you would envision if there is some sort of a map where N is being applied strategically to a map, you would then strategically drop your delta yield blocks in appropriate spots in the field. And the key in terms of, we think, in terms of analyzing this is to get those delta yield blocks automated, right? And so automated through the application equipment, tagged, and then automated through the yield receiving from the combine so that we can quickly assign what was the optimum rate. And of course, in our position, in Ontario, like many places in North America, we have lots of N recommendations coming at us, whether it's from private companies or wherever. There's lots of N recommendations coming at our growers. And of course, in Ontario, we say, and none of them have a stitch of Ontario data attached to them. So we'd really like to promote the idea that giving our growers a chance to use the Delta Yield MERN to evaluate whether they're in the game with a particular system. So I do need to acknowledge nitrogen researchers in the province of Ontario from the University of Guelph, from Ag Canada, or from the Ministry of Ag and Food, who have done nitrogen corn research for the last 40 years and have graciously allowed us to use their data. Grain Farmers of Ontario have always been supporters as an association of our nitrogen work, and too many government programs to fit on the slide, so we'll just thank the taxpayers who contribute to our nitrogen work. And so at the end, we're pretty convinced that if we're going to move ahead on nitrogen evaluations in the field, the Delta Yield MERN relationship is strong enough that we can put it to work in the field. Thanks.